Insurance.
This work session, the order, welcome everybody, welcome in here. Our 7:01, so we're pretty much on time. So department head reports, we're in the library. Or library, I guess.
Either or. Last week I went down to Provo, we had a director's training. And down there, our library won a quality library award. This is the first one we've ever got.
Awesome, that's cool.
That's all the hard work and effort to put in for programs and everything. Also, Jeanette, we kind of tweaked your...
Just a question for you on that.
I didn't ask.
Does someone have to nominate you, or is this...
No, this is through the state library. And this is through my benchmarks that they keep track of. So all the statistical reports I have to do puts into this, into the quality library. So they keep track of how many programs you do, how many people attend your programs. If you partner with somebody outside of the library and do something with them, if you participate in your city programs, there's just a lot of your patrons, how many come in your library. And your volunteers. The volunteers are part of that too.
Thank you.
Yep. Jeanette, the library kind of tweaked your little trunk or treat flyer.
Okay.
Is that okay? And we also, the library, if somebody is willing, so we haven't put this out yet, so if somebody's willing to judge the trunks of the cars, the library will provide a prize.
That's a good idea. We've never done that. We've done costumes, but we've never done the trunk.
Yeah, so we have a great big basket for a prize. If you guys that are up there are willing to do that, we will sponsor that. So we are going to put these out in the...
That'll be something to bring them for and have them decorated. Some of them.
Yeah, so we'll put these out in the stores and for you, and we'll also put it on social media. Buster contacted me today because they did not pour the cement. So I asked him if it did not pass inspection. He said he didn't know. And then he got a hold of Gulshan, and he didn't even come up to do the inspection. So they're supposed to get that done so they can pour the ramp. And next Tuesday, the landscaper will be there. So we'll see how that all turns out. Oh, and the movie in the park will be our last movie in the park. It is on the 24th. There were so many different days and it went out wrong in the newsletter. So it's the 24th at 7 and it's the witches.
So. Well, we are on the stairs. Are we happy or not happy?
Not happy.
I'm not really happy with them. I don't really want to...
I haven't seen this by the back, so I was just curious where we're at.
I talked to them yesterday, and they're definitely coming out. Okay. I told them my concern that I...
Well, there is a problem, though, because in talking with Buster, and he's talking to DK Construction, well, they're upset because they followed protocol, and it cracked. So in their mind, they followed it. It wasn't their... That's not their problem.
Do we know whose protocol they follow?
The protocol of, so it, a lot of it came from the CBG themselves.
And the CBG saw how to do it.
Yeah, how they felt it should be done, and they gave that to Todd, and Todd, you know, went with that. So I still feel like it's on them.
I thought that's a warranty for a year, just like the asphalt on the factory. That's a warranty for a year, so if something goes wrong.
It was their labor.
Marsh has got to come back and do it. And
that's what I, and Buster said, well, I can see his point, so I'm not sure where this is going to go. And I said, I don't want stairs again in a year or two, that just like they were before. That's a waste.
I agree with you, because when you said something wrong, well, I went for a walk the next day. I think it was even before you had taken them, but I didn't see anybody, and you can see them.
Yeah.
Not big, but I'm afraid.
Well, what's going to happen when winter comes?
Again.
Yeah, winter and ice, ice melt on them and everything else. That's a lot of work to get a grant to turn around and have crappy stairs.
Well, I'm afraid we struggle to get another grant because they're going to look at it and go, yeah, I already bought you one.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of ice and winter, a lot of new concrete, they don't let you use an ice melt on it for the first year.
Right.
Has that been talked about?
No.
For the stairs?
It hasn't.
Well, there's other products to use besides salt, sodium.
Yeah.
Sodium carbonate or something. There's other products.
Comfortable bag or something. Would they be conscientious of that?
If you don't want to just go down with a little salt on it.
No, and we'd have to get the proper salt.
I mean, only safe ones that'll keep them safe, but it won't eat it.
Right. So I don't know. I feel like the front stairs are still kind of in an uproar of what's going to get done and what's not. So
basically standby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Thank you.
So was there a ball game tonight?
Yes.
So we will excuse Shannon. They do have a playoff.
It's a playoff. Yeah, it's a playoff for if they go on to Saturday or not. There was one team that had to do it.
So do you by chance know how many teams we're going to send to playoffs?
No, because Saturday will determine playoffs.
Okay, well, of course.
A few things we got. My meters ordered. We got two of the big 2-inch meters in the ground already. We're down to 30 of our radio reads, so we're waiting on that order to come in.
Can we just
say,
you have the 30, like
the
reading?
No, 30 left of the digital reads.
I was like, you have to answer here.
Yeah.
Reading, and I was like, dang, boys, you've been hauling it.
Yeah, so 30 of those left, and then we're getting 300 more. So,
okay.
We'll try to get them in before the snow flies. But
what's the life expectancy of those?
10 years.
Yeah, 10, 15-ish years.
It was 10 when we put in the first one. I'm not sure about now, but it might be.
It's what the guys at Master Meter said, and from where we get them, so 10, 15 years. Sewer plant, we got our set on here. We are testing that to see how much we need to waste out. This gives us a better idea of when we need to do it and not to run the press.
What did you say it was called?
A set on here.
Set
on here.
Is that done every day?
Yeah. Yep. Our vehicles, we got, Shadow got the paperwork sent off with the insurance on the lease vehicles. We should be hearing from them any day now. Young should be calling me. They should be buttoning up getting the plow on the plow truck. So maybe this week, first of next week, we'll have that.
They have one installed.
Yep.
So
wait, you end up leasing or buying?
Buying the plow truck.
Okay, can you still
lease them? Yeah, the other two.
I was like a little panic. Okay.
Yeah, the other two.
They're just one.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They should all be ready to go here.
Can you tell them how much?
How much was it? Tell us how much the truck was and how much the package was.
The whole price of the truck was $101,540, I think. Yeah.
That's late.
Plow, sander,
controls,
yep.
And a dump bed.
And a dump bed.
Steel dump bed.
Yeah, it is a steel. It is a steel. Yeah.
You guys just hopefully so be diligent about washing it.
That was $19,000 in.
Yes.
So $69,967 for the truck, $31,546.82 for the dump, the plow, and the sander. So it was $101,513.82.
About $14,000 less than we were thinking, but we voted 20 just.
Yeah, launched 120.
So
yeah, came under on it, and they have one ready to go. So.
Have you seen it?
I have not. It's just the Oxford White regular cab. It's got the...
Do you know what tires are on it?
I don't, just whatever comes from the factory, the...
I just don't want racing slicks on it for you guys to try.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know that those trucks are
possible.
That's it.
So, yeah, it feels when you're done. But this starts to change.
Just know that we may have to replace tires, right? That's like a reality there.
But the other thing we have to be cognizant of too is we get the skid with, and they can wash it off as much as they can and as good as they can, but eventually, maybe in 5 or 6 years, there's going to be a rust or a hole or something from the salt.
I think we'll...
So we've got to make a decision on, how long are we going to keep these trucks? Because obviously, if the bed starts rusting, you're going to have to buy another bed. And the beds are about $14,000, $15,000, $16,000. So basically, the bed would be worth more than the truck. So we've got to try and come up with a plan of how often are we going to rotate. I mean, I'm all for keeping them when they're running good, but when you've got equipment that's going to...
Well, I'm not trying to say we've got to be like the next guy, but if you watch some other entities, especially the state, because they have that wash bay, they get a lot more light, because this is part of when you get done with your run that day.
To wash it off.
You're on the clock. It's another 20 minutes or 30 minutes to just grab it. You have a place and you're... Or it's got a dump bed, you tilt it, you get it, wash it underneath, and that 20 minutes each week or each plow will double, triple the life of that bed.
You can do that in the shop hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's easy to say, but on the days you plow 14 plus hours.
Yeah, it's depending on the storm.
I'm going to sit and take another half hour to clean the truck off.
But I might be wrong, and they're just going to have to try it, but you're right, they pull it in where it's warm so they don't freeze to death for a while.
Yeah.
It might only be a 5 or 10 minute job. I don't.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to find out.
Even 5 minutes is better than nothing.
Yeah, 5 minutes is a lot. Takes a lot of grime off.
Yeah.
We're not asking to wax it.
Yeah.
But just a rinse.
Yeah.
Cool, but we're a long ways from that. We've got to get here first.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully within this, like I said, it could be this week or first, middle, half next week. So.
Okay, it'll come on the supply, right?
Yeah.
Because everything else is on.
Yeah, well, that's awesome that there was one close and you're rolling already.
Yeah, I think we actually saved a little on the sander. It was a demo that they had. So basically they got it from the upfielder and they put it in a truck and took a picture of it and then in a truck and they took it out. So he said you'll save some money where it says demo.
Good
job. Yeah, that's all I have. If you guys have any questions.
So when do you think you and Travis will get down to the middle school to get that painted red on each side of the crosswalk down there? So we get that done before
we can prioritize it and do it this week. Actually, we only have the 30 meters left, so that's kind of our priority right now, but we can break away and go paint those.
What about putting on the sign for that crosswalk?
Isn't there any sign there?
No, we need to get signs down by. It's not the one on 14th South, it's the one that actually goes diagonally from the middle school to the seminary building. And Skyler mentioned that they were having trouble down there with people just kind of pulling right up and only just inches between them and the kids. Mm-hmm. So if we wanted it painted red on each side about 30 feet and then get some of the pedestrian signs like we have, but we are also under pedestrian signs for 14th.
Could we need it?
Correct.
Linda mentioned the other day the crosswalk. The library goes across Factory Street.
Yeah.
It hasn't been done for a while and it's pretty faded.
Okay. So is that something you want to get on right now, or do you want to wait for the other?
I'm okay if you. I want to do those parking spots, mm-hmm. So I'm okay when you're ready to do that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not used a lot, but like we did take the kids across to see a tractor, and it was just kind of a little nervous because it was not very.
Yeah,
you know there was a crosswalk there?
Yeah, it's there. Only on one side.
Just clear it out and then rotate white. And let me do burrs because they'll have to be Well, we need blue paint for the handicap one.
Yeah, we don't have any blue, I don't think, in the back.
Is it blue that's back there, is it field paint?
Yeah, it's field paint. Most of that in the shop is field paint.
The handicap one, I hear, hasn't been.
Yeah, we might want to have chip paint too, they've got to be painted on the ground as well as on the key door.
Okay.
Well, we can, or if you can borrow the wall, Tremont has one of those tomorrow. Did we get the arrows back to them?
Yeah, we copied their stencil and built our own, so.
Skylar?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Skylar. You're so sensitive. The light, we need to drive home tonight, will you just check the light on 300 West and which is there, 950 North? Do you watch what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
350 West, 950.
About 950 South.
950.
Yeah, it's longer than it is.
Yeah, 950 South.
We need to check it.
You need to find the light where she said.
I'm not sure.
The street light?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked at it.
It was looking real dark last night. I can't see because there's trees and houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you get me a pullover, I just spent it Rocky Mountain Power and they.
They come here, so, I'll look at it.
Or is it, or if not, I can drive that way myself, actually.
950, what do you say?
950, South, 300 West.
You make a turn on it.
Or.
Okay. See, it's not working at all, or if it's coming off and on, did I commute to, probably may wonder whether it's completely off or.
Yeah.
Cycling or what. I did one today for the southwest corner of the Natatorium parking lot. I guess that one right down the road isn't working, and it's dark in the morning when they're.
That's my only concern, it's starting to get, it's staying dark for longer.
Our days are getting shorter.
Well, we're still saving like unusable time.
Thank you, Skylar.
Anything else? Okay, yeah, thank you.
Anything else to discuss? Okay, we will adjourn at 7:18.
Now we have to wait for you.